I don't see anything wrong with putting in additional checks and balances on the FISA court along the lines that have been suggested. But, Fareed, the main thing that I looked for in the program was whether actual harm was done to an innocent American by the program. Has anybody lost a job, been harassed by the FBI, been barred from doing something as a result of the program, any innocent American? And the answer is no. None of those have come to light. All the concern is about the possibility of misuse of this information by the National Security Agency and the intelligence communities. My experience is that information is not misused, and that having it available to efficiently check to see whether a foreigner who has been identified as a potential terrorist has called an American phone number is a useful check, and in fact has helped us thwart some attacks.
Senator Wyden says that it's pretty clear now that the phone logging program that the NSA uses, this big data mining program, did not in fact stop any terrorist attacks, that the advisory panel's report makes that clear. Your reaction?
I think that's incorrect. I would cite the Najibullah Zazi plans to set off a number of bombs in the New York City subways in 2009 on the pattern of the 2005 London attacks. And I know that the information gathered by NSA under this program was a key factor in tipping us off as to what Zazi was up to, and he was subsequently stopped before he could do it. So I just think that's incorrect. Intelligence is a lot of different indicators put together when done well to find what's going on, and this program has contributed to that, and I believe it's constitutional, so I believe it should continue.